Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on the Jane Fonda workout tapes. It's coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Ever wonder how dark the world can really get?
Well, we dive into the twisted, the terrifying, and the true stories behind some of the world's most chilling crimes.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Together, we host Wicked and Grim, a true crime podcast that unpacks real-life horrors one case at a time.
With deep research, dark storytelling, and the occasional drink to take the edge off,
we're here to explore the wicked
and reveal the grim. We are Wicked and Grim.
Follow and listen on your favorite podcast platform.
Late night party at the pizza barn. Had no idea it could get this hard. $80 tab, try to split it four ways. That don't work when the drummer never pays. Scotty got the pizza, boner bought the beer. Then our waitress says, are we finished here? Let me put the tip in, cause you're so hot. Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, I love your hair. Let me put the tip in, it's only fair. I swear to God I'm the best tipper. I lay it right here on the table to prove it. Long dark hair hanging down her back. Her ass for days causing a pork attack. So fire ass hot, she should be on stage. A meat lover's dream, making minimum wage. Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, check out this one. And that's only 10%, baby. Look, you want to see a little more? There's 20% right in your face. I swear to God, you have to accept my tip. It's state law. Now when I know how to set the mood, baby, how about a guitar solo? No, not the whole thing, just the tip. Scotty Winkler! Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, give me the nod. Let me put the tip in, just try your card. Let me put the tip in, or the salad bar. Let me put the tip in, baby. You'll always come out ahead, I swear to God you will.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
There we go. We're joined by comedian Greg Warren. And are you in front of a brick wall? What's going on?
He's a funny guy.
Yes, yes. Well, in all honesty, Tom, it's a faux brick wall. It's not a real brick wall.
That looks good, man. That looks really good.
It's a curtain. It's a curtain that I had a corporate gig, a virtual gig the other day, and I didn't switch it out.
Oh, okay, cool.
Did you sit or stand?
I stood. I leaned on the wall. I had a dress shirt on and shorts. And
nice.
I could not see the shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Could you hear them laughing?
No.
Were they laughing?
I choose to believe they were.
All right. Oh, wouldn't that be hard to do? Because you wouldn't know when to pick up your next joke. Because you know they're still laughing.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
That's right. You know, it wasn't hard cashing that check.
That's right,
baby.
That's
right.
So you're doing your thing at home in front of a camera, and how many people were sitting in a office watching you?
Oh, a handful. I think there were offices all over the country, 40 or 50, I think, at this particular one.
Oh, I see. Oh, so they weren't sitting together.
No, they were.
This has become I mean, ever since the pandemic. Pat, you've done one of these, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you? Okay, yeah. Yeah, they're.
I think I'd storm off.
So, I mean, do you allow space, assuming that there's going to be a laugh in one particular part? Do you pause and go, and they're chuckling right now?
Sure. I don't want to seem arrogant, but yes, I act as if there's, I believe there's laughter.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Do they have any way to heckle you?
Yeah, they can. You know, it's interesting. They can unmute their thing, but. You don't want them all unmuting it because then you just hear like dogs and
right.
I've had to learn this through several different iterations during the pandemic. So usually I'm like, hey, why don't you guys have like three people keep the mute button off, like the people who are in charge, just so I can hear something in case we have a tech problem. But
this might not.
It's not the easiest thing to do.
This might not translate to you, Greg. But have you ever heard of a drive-in? Maybe you should try one of those. Yeah, and like when people are laughing, they could honk their horns or flash their lights. Or
I like that, Chick.
Something
like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot. I'll tell you what, though, Chick. That's a lot of people go to those drive-ins. That seems like a big venue for
me. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe not just you. Maybe, you know, three or four comedians.
Get a couple of big guys that I can open for me.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Maybe Josh and Pat.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe I come out and host. It'd be a big evening.
There we go. Now we got a show.
Now we got a show. Damn right.
Now, when you do this thing where you're doing your show for people online like that, do you have somebody intro you?
Yes. Usually the boss or somebody like that, the HR person or the boss. Yeah.
Do they go on camera and go like read your credits and?
Yeah. I mean, I've learned sort of they always feel the need to like get a bio off the internet and read the entire thing. And I've really, really implored them not to do that because you can just see people being like, oh, my God, who does this idiot?
Greg Warren was born in the St. Louis area. It's always the worst.
That's what happens.
After a brief stint at West Point, I'm like, oh, God, come on. Just say he was on Comedy Central and shut up, please.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, do you make fun of the head guy in charge or anything like that? Or does that ever work?
Oh, I usually don't do that.
Yeah,
I did a little bit of a live one last week. But, you know, I kind of know these days about how much you can do that.
Yeah, Chick and I learned that the hard way.
Right.
Oh, and make fun of the boss. He loves that stuff.
We were at the very last minute, somebody canceled. So Chick and I volunteered to do this military show.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It was really cool.
And we didn't have time to prepare anything. And they were all in dress blues, whatever.
Right.
Wow.
And I sat with, I quite literally sat with the general who was retiring. And, you know, this guy's kept coming up. He's going, oh, man, you got to make fun of General. So he'll love it. So I got up there and I said, well.
He'll love it.
you know how this goes, Greg. So I got up there and go, well, you know, whatever it is, General Johnson. I talked to a lot of people here and they say they a lot has been accomplished. And they couldn't have done it without you. They would have preferred doing it without you. Total silence.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
People terrified to laugh.
Had the general chuckled a little bit, maybe we would have gotten something. But yeah, making fun of the boss, they always want you to do it. Then if you do it, it bombs.
Yeah, you know, these guys are armed, a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Military guys. Make fun of the boss's wife. He loves that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay. What's our topic for today, Greg?
It's an important topic. I want to talk about the history of Jane Fonda's workout tapes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. these things. This was fascinating to me. Back in 1978, Jane was already a double Academy Award winning actress for Clute and Coming Home. She kept in shape by doing ballet. She grew up doing ballet, mm-hmm. and she broke her ankle filming China Syndrome. And she rehabbing, she couldn't do ballet. So she attended a workout class in Century City. It was taught by a woman named Lenny Kasdan, and it was long duration exercise. Think sort of early aerobics classes. Lenny was a smoker. I don't think that was part of the class. I wish it was. And one and two and three and four and Jane said it was a time when challenging physical exercise was not offered to women. We weren't supposed to sweat or have muscles. Now, along with 40 women, I found myself moving nonstop for an hour and a half in entirely new ways. So Jane and Lenny opened up a studio. They had a workout studio in Beverly Hills. And Jane Fonda taught aerobics classes in the mornings. Can you imagine that? No. In 1979, she was like a superstar, and you could pay $32 and work out in her studio for a week. She had 2,000 to 3,000 students a week. $32 to work out with a double Oscar-winning actress. Today, it would cost you $150 to go to Comic-Con and get Bud Bundy's autograph. So Jane, she wrote a book, an exercise book to go along with this.
Oh, yeah, that was called Anti-American Loudmouth. Is that what it was?
I was hoping we weren't going to go there. I picked Tom to be the first one to go.
Oh, well, give him time. He's loading it up.
It was $35 or free if you brought a flag from Hanoi.
Yeah, there you go.
I was just going to say, the key word is Hanoi. Hanoi.
Yeah, I knew we were going to get there. Jane, you know, Jane doesn't feel good about a lot of that stuff.
She feels just fine.
No, she doesn't. She regrets it.
Really?
She released an album. Did you guys know that? She released, before the videotapes, she had an LP, Jane Fonda's workout record. It went double platinum.
Really?
It was basically her shouting exercise instruction and music underneath by the Jacksons. REO Speedwagon, Quincy Jones, and Boz Scaggs.
No kidding.
Man, I'm buying that record just to hear the Boz Scaggs workout.
Lito. Oh, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
I think it's a shuffle, sure.
5 more, 2 more.
Yeah, or JoJo, dig those spinning lights. Dig the spinning lights, everyone. Look up.
Let's go.
Your necks up.
Dig them. Dig them.
I don't think you're digging in the back deep enough. Look out behind you. JoJo's got his gun. Everybody look behind you all the way back. Yeah. You in the back, you're not look. JoJo might have a gun back there.
So she started with a vinyl record prior to the VHS tapes?
She did, it was successful, Tom. And then there's this guy named Stuart Carl. He's sort of the brains behind this. Stuart's an interesting guy. Made his money originally in the trade magazine business. He did trade magazines for waterbeds, saunas, and spas. Mm. That's an oily 70s dirtbag. And then he got the idea that there should be instructional videos. He did a lot with, you guys remember Dick Barrymore's ski films?
I do not.
No. I remember ski films. I don't know about Dick Barrymore.
Wasn't it Miller? Howard Miller?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah. So this guy he said he did everything between Deep Throat and Jaws. This occupied all the space between porn and, you know, traditional theatrical releases. So him and his wife are walking one day, and she sees Jane Fonda's exercise book in a bookstore and says, you know what, I wish I could work out at home. I hate the gym. And he got the idea, and he bugged Jane. He wound up calling Jane's husband's political campaign office. Thomas Hayden was her husband back then. And he put her in touch with Jane, and he bugged her, and she's like, okay, we'll do it. And they spent $50,000 to shoot this video. Christy, did you ever do these things?
Yes, I did. They were great workout tapes. In fact, I think they are still out there. People love them.
She sold 17 million copies. The first video was $60 in 1982.
That's a lot of money.
What?
Yeah. A ton of money. Yeah. And it was a big success. That year, in the first year, it sold like 200,000, which was more than Star Trek II.
Whoa.
Guys, I tried to work out to Star Trek II. It's a terrible workout.
I can still see the cover of that VHS tape. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got Khan there. Yeah. You got Kirk and Spock. Oh, you mean Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda one.
I see.
She wore like leotard, like ballet stuff, right?
Yeah.
Leotard.
And she's doing like a V-sit.
Yeah, Pol Pot and Ho Chi Minh are there.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, she wasn't wearing black pajamas?
No, she wasn't.
She thought it would be a flop. She said she didn't own a VCR back then. Only less than 10% of households in 82 owned a VCR. And then everybody did. Mm-hmm. It was like, she said she thought it was going to be a flop. We were like, no, Jane, it's not a flop. Stanley and Iris, that was a flop, Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was directed by a guy named Sid Galanty. And Sid had experience with political ads. He directed a lot of those political ads back then, which... the early version of these tapes, the unedited version was, a little more political. You know, your thighs are sponging off the rest of your butt. Tell your thighs enough is enough. Send them home from Washington. It was, like I said, 17 million copies, number 75. On the 85 most disruptive ideas in history.
Wow.
Ooh.
Right above the Bolshevik Revolution, actually.
really kind of is step by step, hand in hand, really.
Yeah.
From one commie to another.
It was touching if you read like some of the YouTube comments underneath the videos. Like a lot of women... talk about, I used to do this with my mom. Like these little girls did it with their mom. Hmm. You know, they talked about how great shape their mom got in. And it was a big deal because, like, I guess back then in the only way to work out was, in the gym for women. And a lot of women hated going to the gym. They thought it was creepy. And so working out at home was a better choice. I had an older cousin that used to go to the gym back then in the early 80s and stare at women, and he received none of the money from that thing.
And we have a new story coming up about the resurgence of so-called tape heads in the world of VHS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a new story just happened to be breaking today about the resurgence of it's like kind of like the vinyl thing for records. There are certain movies apparently only available on VHS. I can't imagine what they are, but we'll find out about that. Thanks very much, Greg. Have a great
Merry Christmas
holiday
to you.
You too, man.
Greg,
always a pleasure.
Josh,
yes,
don't
sir.
You come back to St. Louis and not call your friends.
You know I won't. I mean, not. I won't not.
There we go. Well, very good. Very good.
He'll call you.
Either way, you wouldn't call Greg, right?
Well, yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.